Nolte, manager dumps Marvel star Jonathan Majors after domestic violence charges. By John Nolte on April 18, 2023. Actor Jonathan Majors has not been convicted of anything, and his management company has still dropped him. Talent manager Entertainment 360 has dropped Jonathan Majors, several sources told the far-left Deadline. Majors' representation problems don't stop with Entertainment 360. PR firm the lead company also initiated a break with the Avengers actor in the last month. Majors and fashion house Valentino mutually agreed that the actor would not be attending this year's Met Gala as one of its guests. The only good news here is that, according to Deadline, the child groomers at Disney have had zero conversations about booting him from Marvel. Majors' role as Kang the Conqueror has already been established in the latest Marvel phase. He's the arch-villain. Majors has already appeared as Kang in the box office disappointment Ant-Man and the Wasp Something Something Mania and a couple of Marvel TV shows no one watches. Replacing him would not only require scrapping Marvel's mapped-out plans, it would be seen as one more problem besieging the already flailing franchise. For those who don't know, Majors was arrested in New York City late last month and charged with harassment and assault. He's supposed to appear in court May 8. Police say they received a 911 call from a woman who claimed the 33-year-old Creed III star assaulted her. Within hours, a Majors representative said the actor was innocent and proof would be forthcoming. Soon after, text messages reportedly belonging to the woman were released. From where I sit, as I'll explain below, these text messages, if real, hurt more than helped Majors. Please let me know you're okay when you get this. They assured me that you won't be charged. They said they had to arrest you as protocol when they saw the injuries on me and they knew we had a fight. I'm so angry that they did. And I'm sorry you're in this position. We'll make sure nothing happens about this. I told them it was my fault for trying to grab your phone. I only just got out of hospital. Just call me when you're out. I love you. Again, we don't know if the text message is real. Still, if it is real, this is evidence that 1. There was a physical altercation, 2. Majors escalated a phone grab into an assault, and 3. The woman in question ended up going to the hospital. So you can file the release of that text message under not helpful. Nonetheless, no one knows anything, and to begin dismantling this man's career and reputation before he's received due process is outrageous. This reminds me of what happened to Nate Parker, the promising writer-slash-director-slash-star of Birth of a Nation, 2016. As his movie appeared destined for Oscar glory, an old rape charge from his college days was discovered. Although he was found not guilty, Hollywood still destroyed Parker. Along with what's happened to Woody Allen, Fran Langella, and Bill Murray, it was one of the sickest witch hunts I've ever seen. We are supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, and if that is not true in the court of public opinion, then it is a kangaroo court of public opinion. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.